Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. Man, it has been a minute. I think the last show we did was back in November? I don't know. Not much has changed since then, huh? Well, through all that, lately there has just been too much great new music for us to stay away. Today we've got tracks from Jossi, the Linda Lindas, Brian Diodario, The Heats, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. Kicking things off for us today is the Young Hasselhoffs. This could describe the last few months for me here. From the album of the same name, this is Life Got in the Way.
Well, I don't know what you had to undergo. You got a job and you see it through. It's what you do. Run along. I don't want to see it. Want to see it all in real time. What happened to you?
Take a stand. drift in the distance. We can make it there. We can make it there.
Of course, 2020 with Laurel Canyon off their new album. God, I love that I get to say that. That was from Back to California. 2020 is playing a show at Zebulon in LA on April 12th. Much to my wife's chagrin, I am making the trek down for that. I hope to see you all there.
Come on, man. Quit goofing around. This is serious business. We're on a mission. One great rock show can change the world.
Welcome back to Pop Rocks Radio. So grateful for anyone and everyone who stuck with us through these past few months. One of the things that I love about doing a show like this is that I can really just play whatever I love. And if you don't love it already, I hope I can get you to love it too. My focus is, was, and always will be power pop. But as the great Paul Collins said to me once, a great song is a great song.
Well, smack my ass and call me Judy.
To that end, this next artist is really one of the most exciting performers to have come along for quite a while. His new album, Here Comes the Good Part, has been called a glam rock triumph by Rolling Stone and is available now on Alive Natural Sound. Let's play a couple from him. This is Jossie with Cheap High.
Singing like a stone, riding on
was Lightning from Jossi. His name is spelled G-Y-A-S-I, but it's pronounced Jossi. Well, pretty sure it is anyway.
That's good to know.
You can pick that up along with his other releases from Alive's sister label, Legendary Bump Records. And if you want to support the independents and not buy your records at Target or Walmart, I really hope you'll do that.
Alrighty then.
This is the new song from a band from the UK called Acrobat. That is spelled A-C-R-O-B-V-T. Don't ask me, I don't get it either. But this is a great song. This is Save It For Me.
Out of the dark came a golden goddess, shining so bright that I was caught in the glow.
Leave me with a bleeding heart. Can't you see, honey, that we've come so far? Save it for me.
should take it, say yeah. They got me covered. Yeah, they got me covered, covered, covered. Kill me!
Back for that one, that was Dirty Looks with They Got Me Covered from their self-titled debut in 1980.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Okay, yes, we're a music show, but I just watched a music documentary and I want to recommend it. And yes, we're a power pop show, but I love all kinds of music, including heavy metal. The movie I'm talking about is Heavy Metal Parking Lot from 1986. This is available on YouTube and Night Flight Plus, which is where I saw it. If you haven't already seen it, the filmmakers interview kids in the parking lot of a Judas Priest show in 1986, and oh boy, is it something. I shouldn't make fun because I swear I grew up with guys like that. That said, it's surprisingly entertaining, and for me, it's cool to see people so into music, any music, and having that communal experience.
Okay, Grandpa, we'll be sure to keep that in mind.
Anyway, check it out, and look for next week's rec, next week. Okay, let's kick off another set. This is the Infectious new single from Irish singer-songwriter Barry J. Walsh. His stuff is available on Bandcamp. I will put a link in the show notes. This is The Sound.
This is the sound. wife number three. Guess what? It's gonna be me. A Spanish poem for the virgin bride. Well, you can take my body, just leave my mind.
Finished out that set with the Bobby Lees, one of the most exciting bands out there, if you ask me. I put a link to a video performance they did on Seattle's KEXP back in 2023. Just great stuff. That was Dig Your Hips from their 2022 album, Bellevue. Before that, we had Teenage Fan Club with I'll Make It Clear from 1995's Grand Prix. More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio. We've got tracks from Ainsley Costello, Stiv Bators, The Heats, and more. But first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. With so much craziness bombarding us each day, I wanted to call your attention to a great nonprofit organization, Punk Rock Saves Lives. Their volunteers focus on wellness and equality through the power of music, supporting causes like mental health, bone marrow donation, uplifting badass women, and just a ton of great stuff. If you're interested to volunteer or donate, go to punkrocksaveslives.org and sign up today. Okay, back to the show.
A good cold beer is refreshing, and these new light beers with less calories, well, you could say I've discovered how good a light beer can taste. I really get a kick out of those light beer commercials with all those burly guys joshing around. But you know, you don't need to be macho to enjoy Rainier Light.
Hey, Marlene, give me another beer.
Get it yourself, Bob!
Faster than you strum with.
Was Ainsley Costello from Nashville with X-List, the title track from her upcoming album to be released on May 9th. That one was produced by Nicholas Wheeler of All American Rejects. Fun song. I see good things in her future. Before that, we had Cartographers from the Linda Lindas off their latest album, No Obligation. The Linda Lindas are out on tour now, so check them out if they come to your town. Supporting live music is one of the best things you can do for the artists you love. Speaking of artists you love, or I love, this is Stiv Bators with the choir classic, It's Cold Outside.
We'll be right back. show me things my eyes never could have seen, like the tombstone raider who shined on Galilee, whose candle burned brightly till the morning. All I've got, a man is in a state of disrepair. Shallow is the grave.
Street. Watch your thinking about that. respectable street. He realized this is respectable street. He realized this is respectable street.
We started off that set with Stiv Bators with It's Cold Outside. That was released in 1979 on Bump Records, and you can still get that at the Bump store. I will put a link in the show notes. We also played the latest solo track from Brian Diodario, one half of the Diodario brothers from the Lemon Twigs. That was Till the Morning. And we closed out with XTC with Respectable Street off Black Sea in 1980. That was produced by Steve Lillywhite, who also produced everyone from The Only Ones, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Johnny Thunders, and of course, U2.
This is called Madonna for Exene Cervenka. Madonna. She makes me want to drink beer. She makes me want to drive real fast and go bowling. She makes me want to shop at Sears. She makes me want to kick vegetarians. When I hear her sing, I know she's singing to me. She wants to get nasty with me. When I see her face, when I see her eyes, when I see her lips talking to me, telling me to come on, I get to feeling real mean. I get to feeling like I want to do a whole lot of push-ups or go to a hardware store. And then I have to cool down, man. I have to cool down. And it's either going to be a cold shower or a Bruce Springsteen album.
That was a band called Mode from Adelaide. That is the capital of South Australia.
Well, duh.
That was their latest called Strange Girl. Okay, let's dig back a bit. This is the Jets from the UK. Their original run from 1977 to 1979 produced this next song that was recorded, but I don't think it was ever released at the time. They went their separate ways till they performed a set in 2012, which led to new material in 2015. This is If That's What You Really Want.
Thank you.
That was Dom Mariani, best known for his work with The Stems, with his cover of Badfinger's Day After Day from 2024. As I'm sure you all know, we lost the last living member of the original Badfinger lineup, Joey Molland, just not that long ago. Here's a song he wrote for his wife for Badfinger's classic album Straight Up in 1971. Here's Sweet Tuesday Morning.
All around, style me. Seen the breaking of a souvenir. In a brightness I can feel surround me. It's the first time I've felt it for
you know by then I'll
That was Seattle's own The Heats with Let's Pretend from their new self-titled album, their first in over 40 years. Three original members, Steve Pearson, Ken Deans, and Keith Lilly, are joined by John Memlo, just an amazing guitarist and songwriter, for what I think is really one of the best albums from last year. And considering everything that came out last year, that is really saying something.
Sure, Dan.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us next week when we'll have tracks from Bob Mould, The Sins, The Cleellum, Joy Buzzer, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep
This is Kyle Falconer with his new single, Grace. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
I know it's not your time, your body, see it coming over the hill. Blaming everything on me, is it the way you get your kicks on your thrills? You should spend a lot of time for your mind and then your body and soul. So banging on the roof and stamping on the floor's getting old. Let's come to an agreement, there's no need to get the police involved. Cause a minor little headache can be cured by a little resolve. And this is me trying to be kind, I want you to know. I've had so many irons in the city that stop me right. And this is me trying to be kind, I want you to know. You seem to pardon all my favors now.